ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are celebrating the appearance in this world of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Lord Balarama. Actually, this is being celebrated tomorrow in most of the rest of the world. We can celebrate every day. Actually, we do celebrate every day. We chant Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As Srila Prabhupada explained more than once, in one purport he explained, and in one lecture also he explained that when we chant the name Lord Rama, he wrote in one purport, one of his monumental Bhaktivedanta purports, that there is some dispute over when we say Rama, who do we mean? Do we mean Ramachandra or do we mean Balarama? There's also Parashuram. So he said that there's no need for any such dispute because Rama refers to them all. And the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas have also ascertained that Rama is also, it's a name for Krishna. Also, because it means he who is the highest pleasure. Ramante yogino nantas satyananda chidatmani iti rama padena aso parang brahma vidhiyate. This is a well-known verse among the kind of people who take pleasure in studying shastras from a Vaishnava perspective. There are still such people in India. I quoted this verse once. I was in, not very long ago, about 2 years ago, I was in Haridwar on Ramanavami, and I was invited by followers of Gita Press, Gita Bhavan, to speak. So I quoted this verse, and it seemed they all knew it. They all knew this verse. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada also quotes it in one of his purports, in Bhagavad Gita, that verse that Yehi Sansparasha Jabhoga, I believe it's in that purport he quotes this. So the purport of it is that Rama, the yogis, they take pleasure. Remember, yogis means they've renounced the world. But they renounce this world as being the pleasures of this world as being false. But satyananda chidatmani, the spiritual, real, genuine pleasure is to be found in Rama. Because Rama designates the supreme reality. So that Rama is Balaram, is Ramachandra, is Parashuram, and is Krishna. And we can also say there are 10 avatars mentioned here. So also Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, they're all Rama. If we say Vamana is Rama, that's not untrue. Although all the different avatars, they perform different pastimes. And they're remembered, we can understand from this song of Jayadeva that he himself is taking great pleasure in remembering them, in remembering these avatars. The very tone of his language is full of pleasure. In the last verse he says, Shinu Sukadam. By hearing about these avatars we gain great pleasure. So you might think that he will go on in his work. This is at the beginning of Gita Govinda, He will go on and explain all the different avatars, but he doesn't. He goes on and explains the pastimes of Krishna, particularly those of Radha Krishna, and especially certain pastimes connected with the Rasa Lila. Anyway. So all the pastimes of all the avatars are simply full of pleasure, including that of Lord Rama, which appears... Rama means all pleasure, but his pastimes appear to be very sorrowful. Isn't it? It's mostly... We get... Actually, in the beginning, there's a lot of pleasure. That's in the... recorded in the Balakanda and Ayodhya Kanda. But it's... there's a lot of pleasure, but you don't hear much about that. That's all squashed into the Balakanda and Ayodhya Kanda. And then the real action begins when Mantara intervenes and he gets sent off to the forest. And it all seems to be very distressful. But as Srila Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Devotion, it's actually full of pleasure. It's a kind of pleasure called technically karunaras, which means, in English, that means pathos. There's a kind, it's a kind, bittersweet kind of pleasure. And Srila Prabhupada explains, if it wasn't full of pleasure, why would people again and again take pleasure in hearing it? There are so many people, they listen to the pastimes of Rama again and again and again, and they know what's coming next, but still they feel excited at the next installment, because the Supreme Lord is by nature full of pleasure, and he comes to this world to share that pleasure with us. Jayadev Goswami goes on to explain the pastimes, the most intimate, which means the most pleasurable pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And similarly, Vyasadeva in his Srimad Bhagavatam summarizes the pastimes of many of the avatars of Krishna, and then he goes on in much more detail to explain the pastimes of Krishna in the 10th canto. And you may say, well, what about Balaram? What's his appearance day today? The pastimes of Balaram are intimately intertwined with those of Krishna, because Hare Krishna. A little water. I didn't quite reach me. At least I didn't feel it. Now I got it.
Thank you.
So he comes for the it's the same Lakshman who is with Rama, came as Balaram, and then comes as Nityananda. Brajendra Nandan Jai Shachi Shuta Hailo She Balarama Hailo Nitya. In our Vaishnav songbook published by the BBT, this Balaram is mentioned in this Dashavatar Stotram, which we just sung. And he's mentioned in this song, Gaurangera Duti Pada. And he's mentioned in the song Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, in which it said, Jaya Rama Gata, Jaya Rohini Nanda. So he has a few mentions there. But he really takes what would appear from our perspective to be like a backseat. Because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he likes to serve Krishna. He takes the role of a servant. And a servant in spiritual consciousness keeps himself in the background. He doesn't push himself up or try to take over the position of the master. In material consciousness, no one wants to be a servant. They may want to be a servant as a poor alternative. Just like someone may feel happy, oh, I got a good job. But they would rather be the boss, as is related in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, when Srila Prabhupada was in Japan negotiating with executives of Dai Nippon Printing Company, So after they'd had their discussion, the Srila Prabhupada was left with one junior executive, and Srila Prabhupada immediately started preaching to him by asking him, so what is the goal of your life? And this junior executive, to demonstrate his point, he got all the business cards of all the senior executives which were left, they'd left on the table. He took them all and stacked them up with the chairman of the company at the top, and then the vice chairman, and you don't say chairperson, they're all male. Vice chairman and vice whatever, director, this, that. And then he put his on the bottom, so he had them all in order. Then he pulled his one out from the bottom and put it on the top and said, that is my goal of life. So he's a servant, he'll be very respectful to the boss, but actually he's thinking, how can I take over? I remember years ago in Surat, in Gujarat, I saw an advertisement. Those of you who understand Hindi can understand what I'll say. It was written in Hindi. It was some bank or something offering a loan. So it just struck me at that time, and I remembered it said, Nokari choro, vyapar karo. Or uska matlab tha, hum se loan le lo. Then you'll be a nokar of the bank. Anyway, it says, give up service. Don't serve. Don't be work in any company. Do your own business. So the idea is that don't be a servant. But in spiritual existence, everyone wants to be a servant, including Krishna. Krishna himself wants to be a servant. He finds, although his constitutional position is to be served, he likes to be a servant. Jivesarupoi Krishna Nityadas. The constitutional position of the jiva is to serve Krishna. And then, it's not written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but we can surmise from this that Krishna Surup Hoy Jive Nitya Prabhu. The position of Krishna is the eternal master of all the jivas. But he also likes to serve, and therefore he expands himself into various forms. And the original form that he expands himself into is Balaram. And Balaram takes the role of a servant of Krishna. And therefore, Balaram is intimately linked with Guru Tattva. Because the Guru is one who, Mukunda Preshta, who is very dear to Mukunda, and real Guru, of course there are so many bogus Gurus, but the real guru is one who teaches us to serve Krishna by practice and precept. So Balaram, by practice, by his activities, he shows how to serve Krishna. And actually he serves Krishna in all the different five ways, the different five rasas. There's Shanta Rasa. So Krishna, he expands himself as Balaram, and Balaram, he expands himself as the whole spiritual world. And that becomes the playground for Krishna to enjoy his pastime. So in Shanta Rasa, Balaram serves Krishna. Then in Dasya Rasa, well, of course, Balaram, he's the elder brother of Krishna, but he also, of course, as Lakshman, he's the younger brother, so he directly serves Rama in that role. But as the elder brother, he should accept service from Krishna, but he also likes to serve Krishna in various ways. He takes a side role. It should be expected that among Balaram and Krishna, that Balaram should be given most prominence, but clearly in Vrindavan and in Dwaraka and wherever they go together, Krishna And Balaram, among the two, Balaram should be most honored, but Krishna is the center of all attention. And Balaram is quite happy with that. He supports that. He doesn't interfere with that. Although he is, in one sense, Krishna himself. But he is Krishna himself as if another personality, taking the role subordinate to Krishna. He's also a friend of Krishna because among the cowherd boys, and then again in Dwarka, they're all Mathura, Dwarka. It's a natural thing, all the boys are there together. They're all more or less of the same age. And so it's not that because someone is just a few days older than someone else that they take a very lofty position superior to them. They act as friends. Mock fighting together, taking the cows out together, eating together. So in this way, Balaram serves Krishna in Sakya Rasa. So we have Shantarasa, neutral method of serving. Well, yes, it's service. Nindasya Rasa, in which there's active service. Sakya Rasa. Then in the parental rasa, Vatsalya, Balaram also, although he's basically friendly to Krishna, but he also acts as, he takes an elderly position, he looks after Krishna. Mother Yashoda would be very afraid. Krishna is going out in the forest. It's very dangerous in the forest. There are lions and tigers and elephants and wild boar and snakes and scorpions, and so many demons are being sent by Kamsa. But Rohini would assure Yashoda, don't worry, Balaram's with him. Oh, okay. Then it's all right. Balaram will look after him. Balaram is very strong. His very name, Bala, means strength. He's very strong. So he will look after Krishna. Of course, Krishna is quite capable of looking after himself, but this is all the meaning of pastimes. That in the pastimes, Krishna sometimes, or especially in the role of the cowherd boy of Vrindavan, appears to be just like an ordinary person in the minds of the residents of Vrindavan. Sometimes Balaram also takes the position of guru or superior to Krishna in instructing Krishna, chastising him a little bit. When Krishna, kidnapped Rukmini, then Balaram was there also. Balaram prevented the kings who had come to celebrate, the demoniac kings who had come to celebrate the marriage of Shishupal with Rukmini. They had all come for the marriage ceremony. It was supposed to be between Shishupal and Rukmini. But Krishna changed the script somewhat by kidnapping Rukmini. And all the demoniac kings who are friends of Shishupal, they must have been demoniac to be friends of Shishupal, they're very upset and they wanted to chase Krishna. But Balaram kept them all at bay by fighting with them all. So Rukmi, the eldest brother of Rukmini, he chased Krishna in an effort to kill Krishna. But of course it was a completely impossible task. And Rukmi ended up captured by Krishna, tied up, and Krishna gave Rukmi a punk haircut. All a little bit chopped, his hair and beard was a little bit chopped here, a little bit chopped there. And Rukmi wasn't very glad, even though he could have been a fashion trendsetter. He got a free haircut from Krishna. But it was considered humiliating. And Balaram came up and to instruct Krishna. He said, Krishna, you shouldn't do this. This isn't very good. You see, now Rukmi is our brother-in-law. And you shouldn't behave like that, neglecting the fact that Rukmini was just trying to kill Krishna. Could please turn off your cell phone, whatever that sound is. What is that? So Balaram, in this way, he chastised Krishna. Who can chastise someone else? Either an enemy or an intimate friend, especially one who is in a superior role. If someone is an inferior role and they try to chastise, he's called an upstart. So Krishna is protected by Balaram. And also Balaram in Madhurya Rasa serves Krishna as Ananga Manjari. He takes that role, the younger sister of Radharani, and in this way serves Krishna in all the five rasas. So Balaram is the best servant of Krishna. Everyone is a servant of Krishna. And Balaram is Krishna himself, who has expanded himself to serve Krishna, to taste the bliss of serving Krishna. And he does so also by being the first guru who teaches everyone to serve Krishna. Although we worship Balaram today, but he teaches everyone to serve Krishna. And he gives strength, spiritual strength, particularly in the role of the guru who represents Balaram by his motive only to serve Krishna, no other. That's a real guru, is one who has no motive other than to serve Krishna. So on this day we celebrate Balaram's appearance. I'll speak more about this in the evening, Krishna willing, Balaram willing. Balaram, of course, is very fond of honey, Varuni honey. He has two wives. One is Revati, the other is Varuni. Varuni also means a kind of alcoholic beverage that emanates from the trees. So traditionally on this day, Balaram is often offered lots of honey, and devotees take prasadam. Then they go on Harinam Sankirtan. That's what we used to do, because what are you going to do with all that energy popping out of your head from drinking honey? So that's the best way to dovetail that intoxication. Devotees may remember Balaram daily by chanting Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And today especially. And if you can get yourself out to Vrindavan quickly enough, I guess you couldn't do it to get there. You can get there tomorrow also, celebrate it there also. I think maybe even on the east coast of America, or Canada, sorry, we're in Canada now, it's also celebrated the day before. All right, Hare Krishna. I'll keep this talk short by finishing it here. Second installment this evening. Hare Krishna. We're going to have Julan Yatra now. Is it? First day of all that.